This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The city council in Pueblo rejected an effort to ban abortion within the city limits. CPR's Bennett Berkland has more on last night's vote.
The proposed ordinance failed 4-3. Opponents said it would be impractical, costly, and futile to try to defend an abortion ban from legal challenges because it violates state law. Councilmember Sarah Martinez said a no vote was the responsible choice.
Let's think about this logically, please. Without letting emotion cloud our judgment.
It was a boisterous hearing with clapping, cheers, and some interruptions and shouting. Supporters of the ban said Pueblo had a right to govern itself. The city council president said lawmakers in Denver shouldn't determine what is and isn't allowed in Pueblo. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some Colorado colleges are seeing fewer first-generation freshmen this year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
First-year students declined 7.5% at Fort Lewis College in Durango. Officials say many students last fall just gave up after having technical problems filling out the federal financial aid form, FAFSA. Other colleges also saw dips in first-year students. But overall, most colleges saw an increase in total enrollment, including Fort Lewis College. Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction was an outlier. Its freshman class is 35% bigger. The college replicated a federal financial aid calculator and sent out aid offers sooner than other colleges. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Pilots with Frontier Airlines have voted to strike if they can't reach an agreement with the company on a new contract. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Nearly all of Frontier's pilots voted in the last 2 weeks to authorize the strike. The union head representing the pilots says they are committed to getting a fair contract. A federal mediator would have to deem mediation on the issue as unproductive before a strike could happen. The airline says the company is trying to negotiate in good faith to arrive at an agreement. The sides have been attempting to resolve the dispute since January. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.